Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today, Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, Alice.
Good morning. Hello.
And Chris Williams is right here in studio, and we are so grateful that you are. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to be with you guys. Really looking forward to today.
And Larry's sitting in the studio also, and I just want to say this. You know, it's so great, Larry, to have Chris here, because he truly is one of those people that puts the awe in auction. And, you know, maybe you've heard him and you just realize, if he could only talk to my husband, or he could only talk to my wife, you could bid on
right.
a real live 60-minute, three 60-minute coaching sessions, counseling sessions with him over the phone. And you, and this, just tell me if I'm wrong, because you've committed to be totally paying attention while during those. Is that right?
Yes. I will be
fully dressed.
I will be online, no doubt about
it. So. Now, look, my sessions, I've got some sessions, but because of that attention thing, mine are only 30 minutes, because, you know, after 30 minutes, I'm doing dishes or something. So anyway, but those are just part of what we've got, the auction. We're excited about that. But if you want to join us on radio today, we are live in the midst of many power outages happening in Southern California. You can call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. That's 1-800-229-3000. And Larry, while you're here, how are we doing on people coming on and placing a bid on something, knowing you're not just getting something that you could need or want, but you're helping a ministry help other people? How's it going?
It's going okay. Being the first time, we don't have a comparative thing to know how it's going, but we've had 126 bids.
Nice.
So that's nice. And we're creeping up on our goal, and I'm expecting that it's going to be a lot of last-minute people, because people want to wait and not drive the price up and hopefully get a bargain.
But now, let me ask you this. The Keffers, they had a thing where you could go eat dinner with them.
They did.
And they are so entertaining. That would be worth more than a Broadway ticket. But you can't bid on it. It says it's sold. Now, what's that all about?
Well, we're kind of testing a few things. There's several items on here that have a buy it now feature.
Oh, really?
So we put a price on it that we just thought, well, let's see if somebody does buy it now. And somebody did. They went over the value of what was posted. We put the buy it now price over what was the value.
Okay.
And somebody bought it.
Well, I just wonder, maybe they'll sign up for another dinner and somebody else will buy it now. But really, of all the people I can think of that would be the most fun to go to dinner with, nothing against you, Chris, or you, Alice, but they show up in costumes like from Star Trek, and what I'm saying is they're weird. So that'll be a lot of fun.
They're weird, but they truly, because I've hung out with them, and they are a ton of fun.
Yep,
they are. Anyway, you can help us by going online there, newlife.com, or go to the app and help us out there. We're going to be in the studio for a couple hours, and we're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-229-3000. I want to remind you, the early bird special is still in effect for our marriage intensive in Ohio. It's driving distance for approximately 60% of the people in the nation. Now, here's the deal. $400 off per couple. If you were in Club New Life, it would be even more off per couple if you were a member of Club New Life. This changes marriages for the good forever. I'm telling you, there's nothing better, more powerful. If you're struggling in your marriage and you'd like it to be better, why don't you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Marriage Intensive, October 25th, Columbus, Ohio.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And our phone number, did I say fire phone number? I think our phone number is 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Before we go to calls, Alice Benton has an announcement. Alice, what is it you'd like to share with us? We don't even know what it is here in the studio.
Today is my 9th anniversary for our marriage. And what I want to share is that we have a much better marriage because of our involvement with New Life. And I have just put so much into practice that I have learned from the show. I've learned from the books of all the co-hosts. It's a wonderful marriage, and it's so much better because of New Life.
Amen.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
That's
awesome.
That is
just so great. Yeah, it's so neat because he's quit calling up here and asking us questions. and that's progress, because you know, we still... Because Chris's wife is still calling us.
So every day.
That's powerful. That is really powerful. Well, I see a caller up there. Why don't we just go and visit with one of our callers here? And here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to talk with Diane as soon as I can click Diane onto the call screen there. For some reason, I can't. But Diane's calling us from Bloomington, Indiana. We have two boys down there going to school. And Diane, how are you today?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm pretty good. I just have a question about my youngest son.
Okay. What's going on with your youngest son?
Well, he's bottom line is he's not figuring out how to adult. He'll be 26 on this Saturday, the 28th. But his father was killed in a plane crash about 10 years ago. And other people I've talked to have said since he was 15 at the time of that trauma that maybe he's not able to adult yet because of stuff in the brain that I don't know anything about. But he's not making right choices. He doesn't want to move from an expensive city. He's in New York. He can't really afford New York. But he's not into drugs or alcohol, but... I don't really know what to do. I've withdrawn funds, but I don't want him to spiral so deep that he does something stupid.
Okay, so if I was talking with your son, what would he say is the problem or a problem that he's dealing with?
Part of the problem would be financial, because he's saving his paycheck to save back rent money, but then this comes up and that comes up. That's part of the problem. The other one is that he's trying to be a musician and it costs money to pay his studio, not necessarily his studio, pay his buddies to play. So it revolves around finances.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a job other than the musician job?
He has a job. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Basically a 40-hour-a-week job. It doesn't go very far in New York.
Right, okay. So you're just wanting him to be a little bit wiser about his choices. Now, I'm going to turn this over. I'll start with Chris, and then we want to hear from Alice. But let me just say this, kind of a blanket thing, that a lot of kids who have a father that would die don't have a problem adulting. And I would say almost every man, as they develop, you know, they have to get these certain issues dealt with, whether their father is present or not, you know. And I would say, sadly, it's kind of more rare that it goes well or smoothly. And so I guess what I'm saying is you want to help him deal with any unresolved pain or grieving over his father. But you also don't want to be pulling him back to an event all the time that took place at 15. In other words, we want him to live with the expectation, I'm not going to be impacted by this for the rest of my life. I just want to throw that out there. But Chris, so take us from there, and what kind of help do you think she could be for him?
I think the biggest help right now is, based on what you're telling me about him, he's adulting really well for 26 years old. And what I mean by that is that, you know, working with some artists here in LA, it's a tough place to live because the financial struggle is going to be absolutely inevitable, and yet this is where the industry is. And so he's going to where his career is leading him. He's working 40 hours a week. He is saving some of his paycheck. Certain things come up, but I don't hear you telling me there's tons of frivolous spending. That struggling in your 20s to try to build a career and build a life and having some financial struggles along the way, that is incredibly normal, especially in the area that he's pursuing. So my question to you, Diane, is what are you really afraid of?
Well, part of it is the frivolous spending. He doesn't cook, for example. He eats everything out. He does go to bars here and there to schmooze with the other musicians and so forth, so I can see a little bit about that. But he doesn't handle the money. And
okay, so but let me ask you again, what are you afraid of?
Yeah. Well, deep down, I'm afraid of suicide.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Well, that's a pretty big leap.
Huge leap, yeah.
Tell them, how'd you get there? What's that about?
So 2 years ago, that's where he was. He didn't really attempt it, but he posted songs about suicide, and he had a couple of friends get killed, and he had a couple of friends commit suicide. And he tells me so much that it's such a struggle for him that he doesn't know what else to do.
So here, that's really, really, really important, Diane, because I want to shift the conversation. Him not adulting isn't the problem. Him maybe struggling through his pain and struggling through some mental health issues is the problem.
Huge.
And is he getting help? Yeah. Is he seeing a counselor? Is he seeking medication?
He was seeing a counselor, but on Saturday, his insurance runs out. And he wasn't seeing, which I have been paying for the insurance.
Okay.
But this crazy lady costs $240 a session.
Yeah.
I can't afford that.
Yeah, I understand. And so, that's average there in New York City, unfortunately, but it is what it is.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. So
should I continue to let him go there for that much? I mean, I do have the financial ability to support that. But I don't know if
the answer to that is yes. If you can support your son right now, he's gonna try to do what he can to make it work in his pursuit of his career. But supporting his mental health and what he's been right now is a great, great way. And then you're leaving him. Then hopefully, what I want you to be able to do is alleviate some of your fear around that and push that over to his counselor.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like now it's, he's in the care of good counseling that's going to help him work through these mental illness struggles that he has.
I'm not so sure it's a good counselor, though. He refuses to see a Christian counselor.
Let me jump in. The opposite side of fear is control, and it never works. So, so take a deep breath, and you do what you can, and then you work your faith like crazy around all the things you can.
Now, Alice, you want to jump in? Did you have a thought here?
Diane, I want to highlight the hope that I'm seeing that your son is willing to see a counselor at all, that he shares some of his struggles with you, and even that he sings about it, that he writes songs about it, because the one of the biggest dangers is when this is all in secret. So there is willingness on your son's part to bring it to light and to talk it through. And I think it's fine to question, is this a good counselor? And should we look for somebody better, somebody different, or even to bring financial concerns to his attention too, but to engage him in the conversation and to give him a lot of the power in making the decision if he thinks this is a good counselor who's helping him. That's probably the most important.
And I want to throw in this for you, Diane. If you had the financial resources while he's working and he's in New York where musicians get their breaks, or in Hollywood, and it's a tough place, you know, if you had the financial resources and you said to him, honey, I am willing to give you a little bit of even some help on the rent and things if you would go and see a counselor that I found for you that is a person who's got faith. They're not going to cram faith down your throat or Christianity, but I just would feel so confident in helping you pay for that and giving you a little bit of assistance here to give you some relief to get you through a rough time. Because I do, so often these kinds of phone calls are not about a boy who is putting in 40 hours a week. It's a totally different scenario. And so you'd want to honor that. But tell him, I want to work something out with you that helps you, that benefits you, because I can. I've got a little bit of this. I don't want you to be dependent on me, but I want to help you through a rough time. And maybe that could be a bridge to him developing some really great strength and taking a look at the spiritual side of life, which is what one of our counselors would do. And the other thing is, if I was talking with him, I'd be saying, hey, you got to find something that's called a support group, a recovery group, where it doesn't cost you anything, but they know you, they care about you, and you've got some healthy connection there. So I'm going to send you something I hope that he would like. It's called Every Man's Bible, and it's a gift. And sometimes these guys, they say, well, I'm not at a spiritual place in my life, but this Bible, they'll pick it up and they'll see how easy it is to access, and they start to read it and provide some hope. I'm going to send that to you along with this book to send to him, or we'll get his address from you. Take your life back. Alice, do you have something there?
Steve, I think about Diane's heart in this, that she lost her husband and now lives with the fear of the death of her son. So please, Diane, consider your own mental health too and getting the support that you need, and that will help you love your son better.
Really great, great point. And so many folks around that age have a hard time with independence, and we want to help them. We don't want to rescue them. We want to encourage them. We don't want to fix everything for them. They got to struggle through. But when I hear about suicide, I mean, that's the time to pull out some stops and get some negotiating going, and you do have some leverage there. You can help him. 1-800-229-3000. And let me tell you what somebody said that went to Finding Freedom this past weekend. They said, even though the workshop was only a weekend, felt like a year of therapy. Now, that's why we do these workshops. And we've got some great ones coming up. Every Man's Battle coming up. And our Intimacy in Marriage, October the 25th, is in Ohio. Rarely do we come to that part of the country. It's a great opportunity. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to John, Plano, Texas. KWRD is the station. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, great. Thank you for taking the call, and had a nice conversation with the screener. So I have a testimony. I'm going to keep it short, sweet, but it's most powerful. about a year or so ago, I was verbally attacked by someone I thought was a friend of mine. I was trying to help raise money on a project. Make a long story short, I let him ventilate. Lord said, keep your mouth shut, let him finish. So immediately, within an hour, the Holy Spirit said, start praying that the Lord will invade this guy's dreams and convict him of his behavior. So the great news is, less than 2 weeks later, I get a letter asking for my forgiveness and apology. The slate is clean, everything's cool. But that, it never occurred to me before to ask the Lord to pray to convict someone of their behavior and their sin. So think about this, if we all as Christians did that to everyone that attacked us, what a better world it might be, because maybe they have changed their behavior.
Ah, John.
Hey, hold on, John. It's a great challenge for all of us. Bible's so clear, you have not because you asked not. And this is a great example. Hold on, we want to talk to you a little bit more. 1-800-229-3000 in the studio for one more hour and a half, and we'd love to talk to you. 1-800-229-3000. By the way, we sure do need your support. A gift of any amount, I send you the best-selling Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Everybody wants to be happy, but the problem is so many of us are stuck in the struggles of life and weighed down by our past hurts and mistakes. If you want to learn how to become a happier you, join us for this year's Life Recovery Conference.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, recovery just isn't for me, I'm not an addict. Well, actually, recovery is for everyone. If you're struggling in any area, you don't have to be an addict to do better when you surrender and take the steps to a happier life.
12 Steps to Happier with speakers Steve Arterburn, Dr. Dave Stoop, Chris Williams, Becky Brown, Jack West, and Amanda Anderson on Saturday, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine.
Come join me and our team of speakers for a day filled with wisdom and practical help.
12 Steps to Happier, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine. To register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. That's 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. John from Plano called. He just to say that so a guy really was mean to you. You prayed that he'd be convicted, and sure enough, the guy calls up and he apologizes. Is that right?
Well, he didn't call. He wrote a 2-page letter.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so, I've sent it to some friends of mine in the ministry saying, this really works. Get the word out. But immediately, after I got the letter, the Lord said, this needs to be read to every men's group. So when you mess up, humble yourself, ask for forgiveness, and move on. Don't let any roots of bitterness get into your heart.
That's really, really amazing, John. I thank you for sharing it. You're obviously a great man of prayer. I hope you're praying for New Life, because we need all the folks like... Okay. Well, hold on. Do you happen to have a copy of Every Man's Bible? Do you have that?
No, that would be awesome. In fact, my ministry, day-to-day ministry, I beat myself up for years, Steve, because I didn't have the funds to go to Africa and India, Pakistan to do ministry work like some of my friends. The Lord said, no, you don't have to get on a plane and fly 17 to 20 hours because Walmart's filled with hurting people. So my ministry day to day is in the area of divine appointments. Whoever he brings across my path, I hear a smile, and that's what they have need for prayer.
Gosh,
because
that's very cool.
People. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to send you that Bible, and I really honor your commitment. And please pray for us. Please pray that someone will bid on my vase on the auction. Here's what I'm going to do. Also, I'm going to send you a copy of our very special thank you for anybody that gives a gift of any amount. Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. If you have a child, grandchild, niece, nephew, 8 to 12. If you look at the reviews on Amazon, they're so powerful. Kids love this. Kids that don't like to read are reading about Jesus, people. So it's really cool. But I'm going to send you a copy of that too, John, and thank you. And maybe all of you, I'll just ask you to pray for us and all that we're doing here. And if you do support us with prayer and a financial gift of any amount, I'll send you Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. There is some child in your life. This solves all the problems. You give them truth, and they think you're really cool because it's really funny and fun and full of truth. Let's go to Charles, Denver, Colorado, KRKS, great station there. Hey, Charles, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing okay. What's going on?
Well, I didn't call in the bid on the vase, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Next call. All right. Well, how can we help?
Here's my situation. I'm with a woman now that we've been together for 18 years now. We've got three young boys. And almost 3 years ago, I found out that she had been having an affair with another man for 2 years. Some of the things that I've seen and read between the two of them, very hurtful, very disturbing, but we had a long history. I've invested a lot of love and care into my family and into my wife, and so we fought through it. We toughed it out, but it's been almost 3 years now, and I still have trouble letting go of that. I lay awake at night in bed thinking about it. Thinking about, you know, all the things that could have happened or did happen and might happen. And yeah. I love my wife to death, and I want to put all of my trust in her again like I had at one time. And I've tried really hard, and I've convinced myself that I've forgiven her for what has happened. But for some reason, it still weighs heavy on me, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what steps to take.
Charles, what has she done to make it right? Has she gotten any help? What's happened on that side?
Help as far as counseling. We tried a marriage counselor. That lasted about 6 visits, and she just didn't like it because there was a lot of things that she had to talk about that she didn't want to talk about. Her approach to this is to just forget about it and not talk about it again, not bring it up.
Okay, so, you know, when I hear this, I just absolutely, I would feel the same way as you. I would feel hurt. Even though you've forgiven her, you want her to make it right for you, and she needs to talk about some things, and she needs to resolve it. Alice, what do you think Charles ought to do? I just appreciate that he's hung in there with her.
Oh, Charles, this must have just torn your heart out so that you have stuck with it, that you've sought help is so good. Your distrust of her may actually be based more on reality than not. And I hate to say that, but I think you have a good radar there because she hasn't been willing to do what you need, what your heart needs her to do. Now, the good news, though, is that you can continue to pursue healing even if she's not willing to, because you need to tell your story. You need to be heard and loved through the pain that you have gone through. And even individual counseling can do that, and it can help you to strategize how to perhaps reach out to your wife in different ways and ask for what you need in different ways that she may possibly be more amenable to. But there's still a lot of hope for you no matter what she decides to do.
Okay, I want you to hold on because this happens with both men and women. Deep hurt, deep pain, and then no willingness. All superficial, and the spouse is left there just like you. We'll talk about that after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Charles has called, and he stayed with his wife, and she was unfaithful, and it's just ripping him to pieces. And when it's time for counseling, she goes a few times and says, I just don't want to talk about that. What's our best hope for Charles, guys?
Well, I think, Charles, there is a really critical, like, three-part process I see if we're going to restore the relationship. And that is, the first thing is we got to own the truth. And so to dance around this, you won't be able to have intimacy, like deep intimacy, knowing each other, if it's not truthful and transparent. And so you holding pain is going to hold you away from her. Her holding unforgiveness or whatever is going to hold, or if any behavior is continuing to happen. Transparency has to occur here. So you got to own the truth. The second part of it, and this is the harder part, is you got to touch the pain. Pain that is unseen, unheard, and unhealed is always trauma that's going to be unresolved. So you got to touch the pain. And then the third thing that a couple needs to do is trust the process of redemption. It takes a while. It takes time. Shelley Martinkus talks about in Worthy of Her Trust, it was a 7-year process for her. And so 3 years in, you're right on time and still having some of these painful experiences around it. But to get into the healing, you got to own the truth, touch the pain, and trust the redemption.
Anything else we want to share with him?
The problem we have is every time I bring it up and I try to touch the pain, it becomes a huge argument. Well, it's been 2 years. It's been 2.5 years. It's been 3 years. Why are you still? I thought you forgave me.
Okay, so you have to do that kind of stuff. You have to do the grieving that you have not fully done with a therapist, a counselor. But secondly, you want to be bringing it up with the two of you. Here would have been the perfect response. If we could go back into counseling together, then I could bring it up there and we would resolve this forever. That's what you'd want. But hold on, I'm gonna send you. I want to talk to you about getting a really great counselor for you in the Denver area. We have amazing counselors for you, and I just hope and pray if we ever do Finding Freedom again, that you would come to that and let us help you. The other thing is, you know, you guys, if you could hop on a plane and get over to Columbus, Ohio for this marriage intensive. See, it's not all about just getting over an affair and stuff. There's so much to rebuild a relationship on. We'll talk to you about that. That could help you also. But really, I think there's this thing about forgive, forget, don't ever bring it up again. Well, when I forgive somebody, I'm really making a commitment that if they've done their work and I'm not seeing any problems, then I'm not going to be throwing this up in their face again. But if they haven't done the work, then I've got to continue to kind of reassure myself. Nothing's happening. Am I safe? That's pain. So you guys have got some work to do, both of you. But there's great hope on the other side of this that you could have the marriage you never did have. A better marriage, even on the other side. All right. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio right now. Larry, let's talk about our finances beyond the auction. We need one-time gifts. We need Club New Life sign-ups so we can continue to do this for a long time.
We absolutely do, Steve. Thank you. Ministries depend upon donations. It's just kind of a simple fact of life, and we need your support. We want to put our name on the table always to remind you of that. And part of the reason that we, or the reason we do that, is life change. And, you know, just this morning we were talking at our staff devotions about some of the things that happened and came up at our Finding Freedom workshop this weekend. That's just the turnaround in people's lives, the care that they get at the workshops, what the group experience does for them. I mean, people's lives are incredibly forever changed. And that's what that's credit, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming and doing that work. Mm-hmm. And we want people who believe that and who believe in that to come to support us in it. Because we want to continue to do it. We want to do it bigger and better. We want to do it broader and wider. We need to reach more people. This world is in a pain of hurt. Just look around life. Look around your friends. Look around the political system, for goodness sakes. There is a lot of hurt everywhere. And if you believe in that, just please give us a call. Support us, 800-NEW-LIFE. Or go online, newlife.com. Go to our auction. That's all for the good of New Life Ministries. And joining Club New Life, which is our monthly giving program, that's an incredible way for you to support us. Every month, a little bit of money, and you probably won't even notice it out of your checkbook if you're like so many people.
No, that's
and,
right.
But it helps so much. So please, if I was on TV, I'd cue the tears and say, please help us.
Well, you know what? Yeah. When you come to a workshop we do, when you hear the stories of people riding down the road, ready to end it all, and then they hear the program, you don't need to cue the tears. They're there.
Yeah.
So help us. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send you, gift of any amount, I'll send you Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, and that is a prevention book because it puts truth down deep in the heart of a young person, 8 to 12 years old. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, our phone number right here, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Cece from Riverside, California. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
I I have a son who has, I can't remember the initials, it's a sleeping disorder, and he's 14 years old. He started this when we moved just literally not even a mile away from our home, but we went to a bigger home. He started having panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then sleeping disorder just started shortly after that.
Okay.
So I was wondering about EMDR and if that would help him at all.
Okay,
I don't know too much about it.
Right, all right. So what we're talking about here is going to a specialist who deals with trauma, whatever technique that's used. Alice, what do you think? Is this something that EMDR or any type of trauma treatment would help, or is there something you might see more effective?
Cece, I'm a big fan of eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, that form of therapy. And I do it myself as well. And it is really effective, and it's fairly quick in dealing with anxiety and what might be the traumatic change for your son of that move from one house to another. What might look like a smaller trauma on the outside can still have a deep effect on a person on the inside. So EMDR is fantastic to look into for this. I want to recommend prayer. I'm thinking about John, our earlier caller right now. I'd have you pray over your son before he goes to bed, which you probably do, and pray over his room, even dedicating his room in Jesus's name. There is great power in that spiritual side of battling for your son and against the fear.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Now, I'll be more consistent.
On the practical side, young life, youth groups, different supportive communities for a guy his age. I think it's wildlife at his age, but young life. These places where they might be able to understand, you know, a struggle and come alongside. He meets friends that are supportive. They're focused in the same direction. These are also things that parents can do. And, you know, he's probably so uncomfortable and with other folks and stuff, but you have to kind of nudge a little bit toward that, and then he finds that friend or that adult sponsor. I've told the story of the guy that came to our discipleship walk with black fingernails, and the leader asked him, "Do you happen to have any of that black fingernail polish with you? Because I'd like to paint my fingernails black so we have something in common." Oh. These are life-changing influences, and that's what I would want for him. I'm going to send you, take your life back. I think he would like that. I think he would find some truth in that. And I'll send you Kirby McCook. I don't know his maturity level, but he may enjoy just reading those in a little bit younger audience than he is. But he might like it. They're still fun to read, even though you're older. All right. I'm really glad that you called. Let's pray for him. And what an important age at 14. And not to be able to sleep. You know, Chris asked a woman prior, you know, what are you afraid of? So often, if we're listening, if we're asking a question of our children, they may throw something out there that we didn't know was there. And then we find a real source that we can help them with. I know this. They need love. They need to know we care. And we want to know them more deeply without wanting to punish, judge, or shame. We'll take this break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us today. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We'll do another program after this, 1-800-229-3000. But we're doing our 12 Steps to Happier conference. It's our Life Recovery Conference, Southern California at Mariners Church. Jack West heads up the recovery ministry there and all of the folks getting better. And he's going to be speaking. Also, Amanda Anderson goes there. And, of course, she wrote the book. We've had her on. She spoke last year, All My Friends Have Issues. Great book. Becky Brown speaking. My good buddy Dave Stoop. And Chris Williams is going to talk. But also, we've just added John Townsend is going to be speaking in the afternoon. And, of course, he wrote his most recent book, People Fuel, Seen by the Beavers, walking with that in their hand. That was so cool to see that picture. But he'll be there. Chris, you're going to speak. We're talking about 12 Steps to Happier. What are you going to say that might make a difference?
Two things that will absolutely increase our ability to be happy and joyful is our connection to love and our ability to make wise choices. And so I'm going to help people increase their ability to access God's love, and I'm going to help them access God's wisdom more readily in their daily lives so that they can open up the floodgates of joy.
All right. Well, it's going to be a great time, and I hope that you'll join us. We do it once a year or twice a year, once on the West Coast. Come and join us. It's the only thing we do where we don't have the groups with therapists and all. It's just a one-day great shot in the arm for you in recovery, or you, if you want to learn how to start a group, it's a great place to come. We're going to go to Houston, Texas, flying in there next week. KKHT, Shanika is calling us. Hi, Shanika. What's going on? How can we help you today?
Yes, I was calling. My husband had an emotional affair where he even went as far as telling his co-worker that he loved her and a whole bunch of other stuff that they were talking and doing, and I even found where he was even looking up motels.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to work it out, and even though I wanted to divorce, but I'm willing to work it out due to the fact that we do have kids.
Right. Okay, and that would be good.
I just don't know how to get over it. It went on for about a year, but and it's been, I believe, about 5 or 6 months.
Does he still work with her?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, he offered to quit and find another job, but I guess me personally, I didn't think quitting your job or finding another job was going to solve the issue because I didn't see myself still getting over it. And I felt like him moving to another job, that's just moving to another problem because you have to be the one to not do it. You have to.
Well,
just because you...
I hear you. And you're speaking from the heart of a betrayed person. I've been where you are. But let us try to give you some objective insight here, okay? First of all, it is good that he's willing to change jobs, and I would I think it's always better if someone can, because proximity to an old draw there can be a problem, so it's just safer to not be in daily contact. Secondly, it's easier for you when he goes off to work not to wonder what kind of connection is there. But here's the thing, it'd be much more important for him to say to you that he's willing to get a new job, that he's willing to do whatever it takes to be sure this never happens again. And so what you need to say to him is, I'm willing to make this work for the sake of our children and some faint hope that we could have a good marriage, but you're going to need to go to Every Man's Battle Now, you're going to need to do that, and you're going to need to follow up and get your act together. And then, Shanika, I'm hoping that you could go to our Restore conference where we help folks that are hurting like you. But in the meantime, for you to get into a codependency group where other women have been hurt by a man with sexual integrity problems, and then you could be doing some healing there, also some counseling. But you, I would, if you can make this work for the sake of your children and you and him, it is in the long run going to be so much better. We found out 5 years later, those that stay together are actually happier than those that divorce, even when there has been betrayal. Alice, you have some words here for Shanika.
Well, Shanika, okay. I think your reaction to your husband's offer to switch jobs, there's a lot of good in the way that you reacted, because of course you're right. It has to be so much deeper than changing jobs. I also, though, agree with what Steve said. I think it's better for your marriage and your family for him to change. But if your husband is willing to do all these things Steve is suggesting, it is such a big part of what will help you rebuild the trust that he just decimated by his actions. So this process, I work with a lot of women, a lot of couples who have gone through what Steve is suggesting. And although it may seem so far out right now, I see marriages that are better than ever. I see women who become stronger than they've ever been because they stick this out with a husband that's willing to go into the healing process. And the example that you give for your boys by doing this, it is strong of you to give your husband a chance, to give the marriage a chance for your boys. So we admire what you're doing, but we also understand that, of course, you're not over it at this point, and it will take time. Please be patient with yourself.
You know, there is this thing of grace and time, but there also is, you need to see some kind of action on his part. Did you have a final comment there, Shanika?
Yeah, I mean, I know he has been trying. I don't know if it's me just being resentful or just pushing him away. I don't know. I guess because he was my high school sweetheart, and I just never sure. thought he would even do something like that to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're feeling a very realistic protectiveness for your heart mm-hmm. and your soul. So not being so vulnerable or so intimate with him for now is probably a really wise choice, because until you see enough action from him over a period of time, he's not trustworthy with your heart right now. So yeah. I validate your self-protection mm-hmm. there.
We've said it before, you want to forgive, but you can't forget, or if you try to forget, then you set yourself up. And you know, you say he's trying, and so you might want to encourage him. Honey, I realize you have really tried to make things right. I'm going to need you to do just a little bit more. In fact, I called a radio station today mm-hmm. and I told them that you have been trying, but I'm so hurt. So I'm going to go take care of my hurt. In the meantime, I need you to take care of this so that I know I've got confidence this isn't going to happen again.
Well, and Steve, if I can just throw in one more thing. So, Shanika, what gets hurt in relationship needs to get repaired in relationship. Get into couples counseling.
There you go. Two of you together, if you could somehow get over there to that marriage intensive, it's October the 25th, and you could still get a great, great discounted rate. What price? I mean, some people have got the 401k set, but what you need to do is something that'll fix things before you can use that. All right. If you want to join us on the next program, it's 1-800-229-3000. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got Every Man's Battle on October the 4th in D.C. and then November the 1st in Orange County. And guys, just don't go into the new decade of 2020 with a sexual integrity problem. Let's deal with it now. 12 Steps to Happier, that's going to be October the 5th in Irvine. You can find out about that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Intimacy and Marriage, the 25th of October. Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, November the 15th. If you can help us, we'll send you this great new book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. Hey, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.